WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, November 30th. Coming up, a conversation with the incoming president of Parkland College in Champaign, Pamela Lau. We'll learn about her goals for the community college from Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers and business leaders have struck a deal to pay back the remaining debt in the state's unemployment insurance trust fund. The state expanded benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic and borrowed $4.5 billion from the federal government to pay for it. The state paid back some of that earlier this year with federal pandemic relief money. Governor J.B. Pritzker says this plan addresses the remaining $1.4 billion in debt without reducing benefits.
It's been done with no reduction to the standard number of weeks of unemployment benefits and with no reduction to the amount of benefits a person can claim. We've restored our unemployment system to good working order.
Better than expected state revenues are helping pay for this. Lawmakers, business, and labor leaders met for months behind closed doors to craft the agreement, which is expected to pass this week. Judges in one central Illinois county say they want to be consistent in how they hold bond hearings when cash bail ends in January. McLean County has assigned one judge to handle all bond hearings. 11th Circuit Chief Judge Mark Fellheimer says judges are struggling with how to handle certain types of cases, but he says they're prepared for any last-minute changes lawmakers may make.
We feel comfortable right now that through all the various channels of information that we're ahead of the game in terms of being prepared. What the outcome is, no one knows at this point.
Fellheimer says judges are not in the business of interpreting the new law. The McLean County Sheriff and State's Attorney have sued to try to stop the Safety Act from taking effect. Advocates say cash should not be a barrier to freedom while a defendant awaits trial. The Fighting Illini men's basketball team won its game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge last night by beating the Syracuse Orange 73-44. Illinois Student Newsroom reporter Colin Hyslope has more.
With the win, the Illini improved to 6-1 on the season. Head coach Brad Underwood spoke after the game about the approach the Illini have taken defensively.
We've worn people out. I think, you know, we sped them up. I thought we got, you know, some non-handlers handling the ball. That's huge for us.
Forward Coleman Hawkins and guard Terrence Shannon Jr. both scored over 15 points in the 29-point win. Next up for Illinois is a road game against the 22nd nationally ranked Maryland Terrapins this Friday. I'm Colin Hyslope, Illinois Student Newsroom.
After several extensions, you'll need to get your expired Illinois driver's license, learner's permit, or state ID renewed starting tomorrow. Secretary of State Jesse White began delaying ID expiration dates during the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic when facilities were shut down. December 1st is the final deadline, and the expired ID will have to be renewed. The deadline did not apply to commercial driver's licenses or CDL learner's permits. White's office suggests you check to see if you're eligible to renew your license online, or you can make an appointment at or walk into a driver's services facility. Still to come, Pamela Lau takes over as president of Parkland College in Champaign in January. She talks about her new role with Emily Hayes. That's next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Katie Buzard, Will 100th History Curator. In the 1930s and 40s, more farmers had radio sets than had electricity. Early on, many farmers saw radio's immense value in connecting them with the world and protecting their livelihoods. WILL has been providing this vital resource since the first broadcast on April 6, 1922, which featured a lecture titled Turning Cream into Gold. Join me as I explore the history of agricultural programming and more at will.illinois.edu/will100.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Parkland Executive Vice President Pamela Lau will become the president of the Champaign Community College in January. The succession has been planned since 2019, when current president Tom Ramage first announced his retirement. Ramage started his presidency 15 years ago and will retire at the end of this year. Lau began her career at Parkland more than two decades ago as a developmental reading teacher, helping students fill in critical reading skills. She's since moved into administrative roles. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes spoke with Lau about her goals as Parkland's next president.
Well, we say everyone is welcome. Not everyone in the district thinks of themselves as participating in post-secondary, right? Some people because they didn't like school before. Some others are working. They have families and they think, well, school's not going to fit. And some others just don't see themselves as being able to benefit from post-secondary education. So part of our work going forward is really to bring that message out to people.
Can we go into a specific strategy you might use for that purpose?
So there are several programs. Some of them are already in place, some just in place, and some are going to start. So let me just talk a little bit about that. I think you might have heard of the SWIFT program, the Support for Workforce Training. That is short-term training focused on low-income students from underserved communities to come and get training with us less than a year. This is state grant-funded program. We can have students train and then tied to jobs that help to pay a life-sustaining wage. Recently, we've started on a different version of SWIFT through another state-funded grant, and we call it SWIFT Healthcare. But basically, it's the same kind of scholarship type of program, but we will help low-income students to get the training they need to go into healthcare professions, into nursing, as well as to all the allied health areas. And again, it's a program that will not only provide scholarship money to pay tuition, there are sort of stipends to help students while they're coming to school so they can't work, can help them take care of some of their responsibilities. And at the same time, it's a program not only to give you money to go to school, but really giving a lot of the intrusive support behind school, right? And then that connects with our new learning commons, where we're thinking in terms of providing as much learning support as we can for the wide range of students that come. We still have a library, but we are now calling it the Learning Commons because we have now space that is totally devoted to providing the learning supports for students, whether it's writing, whether it's math, whether it's chemistry. If you need to learn how to use the computer, you need to give a verbal presentation.
You've really focused on access in this answer. I was wondering how your experience, you initially got into teaching as a developmental reading
yes.
teacher. How does your experience as a teacher and as a vice president affect who you'll be as president?
That's a good question. So when I first came to Parkland, I did not understand what a community college is. I needed a job and there was a job possibility. So it was a part-time teaching gig and it was in developmental reading. When I actually started, I began to realize a lot of different things about the community college. And I was very taken up by the ability of an institution to say, if you are interested in pursuing education beyond high school, we will help you. We will take you from where you are to where you want to go.
That's Parkland College's incoming president, Pamela Lau, speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes about her priorities in that role. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny, windy, and much colder today with a high of 34 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Stegman, Eric Stock, Colin Highslope, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.